Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, everyone, and welcome to the Flag Football America podcast. Our show today, we're going to talk about the Ball Out Flag Football League, which is in Indiana 12, and they have flag football leagues and tournaments. Currently, they are on Facebook, and you can go to www.facebook.com/ballout flag football Indiana, all one word. www.facebook.com/ballout flag football Indiana. And so one of the things to look at with the Ball Out Flag Football is they're currently exclusively on Facebook. They've got a logo. And Ball Out Flag Football is bringing a new brand of flag to the Indy area, completely mobile. They will bring their league to you. They provide the balls, the flags, the referees, the fields, the cones. There's awards for top teams and MVP. Well, I'm sorry, MVB, the most valuable baller. The league is currently run by Andy Martinez. And they also provide picks and videos and post it for every league or tourney that they do. So one of the rare leagues that will travel to you, which is great, which if you look at their Facebook page, you can see it's a combination of standard league play and tournaments that they'll have throughout the year. They do 4-on-4, 5-on-5, 6-on-6, or 8-on-8, no 7-on-7, and tournaments. So they'll do leagues and tournaments. They'll do all different kinds of skill level. And they encourage anyone to play, which is great. Just open to anyone in the environment. They do accept co-ed teams. And Andy is the contact. And he can be reached at 317-881-3126. And he's the contact person for any questions that you might have for the league or about the tournaments. Andy has been playing flag football in over 40 flag football seasons in 10 years, which if you think about the math, that's all four times a year, different leagues. He's won 20 championships in those different leagues and also in different tournaments, and he just flat out loves the game. You can be reached flag football at balloutflagfootball@yahoo.com, and we're going to bring Andy on with us right now. Hello, do we have Andy on the line?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Doing good, doing good. Hey, I started the show without you, but it was perfect timing. I basically read through your entire description, and now I've got you on the line, so perfect timing.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I was just running a couple errands, and I was just getting back to giving you guys a call. But, excited.
No problem, Nate.
Excited to be on.
No problem. Yeah, I'm glad to have you on, Stacy Marshall, the Flag Football America Network. So why don't you introduce yourself? Let our audience know who you are.
Okay, my name is Andy. My real name is Andres Juan Martinez II. I go by Andy. I run Ball Out Flag Football Indiana, which is a local flag football league here in the Indianapolis area. We've done tournaments in surrounding cities, Carmel, Broad Ripple here in Indianapolis, Greenwood, Avon. So we're expanding. We've been around for going on 3 years now. So I definitely love the game, man. Definitely love the camaraderie that it brings, and I still play. So it's just definitely something I do for myself. So I really like it, and been into flag football probably for going since 2004. So quite a while that I've been doing it, playing, and then been running leagues for the past 3 years. So pretty much play nonstop. We play year round, indoor. Of course, it gets cold out here, so we play indoor, and just trying to do some big things out here, trying to make it, get it popping, and get everybody, playing ball out here. So,
So let me ask you this. Would you say, so how did you get started in flag football?
Well, I started playing in 2004 with just some buddies that said, hey, I mean, I've been a football fan since I was, you know, could walk, and started playing, you know, when I was in elementary school, started playing tackle and stuff. But I started playing flag. A couple buddies said, hey, you know, we're in a flag football league. I always wanted to get in with them. They were doing it with another team. And then I said, hey, let's start our own team, because I really wanted to play. So we started our own team, had a couple rough seasons, then we won a championship. But then I moved to Indiana, so that's how I got – then I got started playing here, hooked up with some people here online, a couple different places, the Gathering Place here in Indiana. Definitely want to give them a big shout-out. You got the Kingsway Christian Church League and River of Life League also out here. That's where I got my foundation at and got started building a little base of people who played and teams. And then I said, hey, I want to try to do this thing on my own and see if I can – see what I can do with it. And it's pretty much blown up over the past 3 years. So we started out with a tournament. We had three teams in the tournament. So now we're running tournaments and we have 12 teams, you know, so it's definitely growing and definitely keeps expanding with each league and each tournament that we do. So, but yeah, I mean, I definitely, again, love to play and love to run it. And I like the camaraderie that it brings again.
That's great. That's great. This is Stacy Marshall from the Flag Football America Network, and I have Andy Martinez with us, and we have about 7 minutes left in the show. Well, let me ask you this. So what days do you typically run the league? You say you do indoor, you'll do tournaments. So is there, like, specific days that you run the league, or does it vary based on whether it's a league or a tournament?
Yeah, it varies. Kind of right now, the main things we got going is – first off, starts in the spring. I mean, we do tournaments here and there, but in the spring, we start off our league at River of Life Church of God. We do a 5-on-5 league on Friday nights. Starts about 6 o'clock, usually ends by about 7 or 8. And then we also have the Sunday spring league, which is at Freedom Park in Greenwood, and that's the 8-man league. That's a league that's really, really, really taken off. Everybody likes it. It's got, you know, contact blocking. Blocking downfield, we got field goals, extra points, kickoffs. I mean, it's close to real football as you can get. You blitz right off the line. You know, it's just a really, really good brand of football. It's more like real football. The big guys can come out and play. You know, we need blockers, we need kickers, you need more specialty. We got a 20-man roster limit for 8-on-8, so that tells you how many specialty type players you can have, you know, out there. So there's a lot of guys that do one thing. And other than that, the tournaments, I tried to keep them going. I haven't really got on a real schedule. It's just kind of like, hey, let's get a tournament going, and I get them organized. Or a lot of times people call me, hey, Andy, I want to do a tournament out here at my church. Can you come out here and set up for us and, you know, get everything going, and we'll raise money for the church. We do things like that. So I just got my hands everywhere here and trying to meet new people, always trying to keep it going. Got the Facebook page, Ball Out Flag Football Indiana, on Facebook. Like the page. We keep updates, you know, leagues and tournaments in and around Indy. But also we keep up with other leagues and try to, you know, post, you know, some other stuff out there just to keep people up to date and what else is going on out there, you know, not just with our league, but with other leagues. So
that's great. That's great. So let's talk about this. What's it like? I can see from the Facebook, you know, it's kept pretty up to date and active. So what goes on behind the scenes to keep that updated? And then what goes on behind the scenes just to kind of contact your teams or to keep these kinds of events going? Because running a league once a season is enough for most people, but it seems like you're not only doing that, but it said on the Facebook you travel out to different churches. So just what's some of the time commitment or some of the activities you have to do throughout the course of a week or a year to keep this going?
Yeah, it does involve a lot of work, and that's another thing. You know, I got a couple guys that really helped me a lot. Joe Needham at River of Life Church, he's a huge help, and he's launched my league and helped me kind of with some of the, you know, some of the things that go on behind the scenes. Also, Brian Cross is a big, big help. He does a lot of the editing of the pictures and logos and things like that. So they help out a lot. But with me, I'd say about 80% of it, 70% of it, I'm doing myself on the Facebook, the updates. I have a job, luckily, that's laid back, and I can kind of, you know, update things as I work. You know what I mean? Kind of I do customer service, so I do work a full-time job with that. But so I, that's how I kind of keep it updated there. And, you know, I do. I spend a lot of time on it. We you know, videos. I'm into it myself. So, like I said, I like to play. I like to watch. I like to coach. I like to, you know, organize. Anything that has to do with it, I'm definitely there. I mean, I'm the guy. So I definitely, like I said, again, love the game of football. That's my main thing. I want to share it with everybody. I want everybody to play, have a good time. Anybody can play. It's flag football. But at the same time, you got to come and you got to bring your A game, because anybody can beat anybody on any given day. And that's how we want our leagues to be, with the parity, and make sure that, you know, always even games, good games, fair games. But at the same time, you know, you got to beat the best to be the best.
Absolutely, absolutely. So let's talk about, right. You say you play different styles. You've got, like, the 5-on-5, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Sunday League, how many is in that? Is that 8-on-8 or is that 6-on-6?
No, that's the 8-on-8. Mm-hmm. That is the one where we do the full contact, not full contact. It's mainly with hands and arms blocking, no elbows, shoulders, nothing like that. But, yeah, that's the contact league. There's 8 men on the field at a time. We have 20-man roster limits. So that game, it seems like it goes more of a slow-paced game because teams can run. You know, you don't have to – that's the thing. Teams come out there and they're thinking the 5-on-5 style and the 4-on-4 style where you want to open it up. This, you want to hand off sometime in this league because you can block downfield. You know what I mean? You want to do some of the other things that people don't associate with flag football. This is more of a real – football league. Like, that's what I tell everybody. This is as close to real football as you're going to get without, you know, without tackle. So, and it's really good. It's really good and it's really blown up. So I definitely like it. We got games this Sunday, starting at 8:00 in the morning, and we'll be out there. We got, you know, certified refs, IHSSA, Indiana High School certified refs. So, I mean, it's really a good thing. Everybody seems to like it. It's expanding. Every year we're getting more teams. So it's definitely definitely looking good for us right now.
Well, that's great. That's great. Again, this is Stacy Marsh from the Flag Football America Network. I'm with basically the founder of Ball Out Flag Football Indiana, and we've got about a minute and a half left in the show, and we're definitely gonna highlight some of the things that you're doing to other people on our community. So this podcast sort of.
Awesome.
Launches that off for you, and we're just happy to get the word out. So just real
appreciate
quick, give us an idea of a typical day. You know, you wake up at 8:00. Give my audience a little glimpse of what it takes to wake up that early and get the league going, and then just give us some closing thoughts. You know, some upcoming events or just some things that you want people to remember about Ball Out Flag Football.
Right. And, I mean, hey, 8:00 in the morning, yeah, it's kind of hard. I'm getting up at about 6:30. Usually I have at
exactly.
least somebody to pick up to come play with me or help me set up a little bit. So, yeah, I get out there to the fields. We'll set up the cones. I'm motivated by the guys that are going to be coming out there to play. That's what motivates me to get out there and set everything up, because I want them to have a good time and definitely enjoy the league. I mean, people do pay money for the league, so I want them to enjoy it. I want it to be the best league in the city. In the area and the whole state. So that's our goal, and that's definitely what we want to do. And as far as our, you know, main mission, like I said, we just want to spread the game of football, man. I love football on any level, any, you know, semi-pro. We got semi-pros that come play. We got guys that played in the NFL. We got guys who've never played in an organized league and come out here and dominate in flag football. So it's a different game. Anybody can play, and it's just, like I said, a real big passion for me. It definitely runs deep in my blood, not just flag football, but football in general. I grew up in a football family where it was, you know, pounded in our heads from when we were little, man. And I'm a little guy, too. So, tackle, I always played. I played as hard as I could. Was never the best. But then when I got out there and played flag, it was a different story. So, I've definitely elevated my game from the tackle field onto the flag field. So if I can do it, that's what I want. I like to let people know, hey, you can do it. You can play. All you got to do is come out here, run routes, catch balls, have a good time, and you can be a good player and start a good team. So that's definitely what we want to do. We want to have, you know, everybody participate. Everybody's welcome. We accept co-ed teams, you know, whatever. We want to start getting into doing kid leagues, you know, benefit tournaments like the Balling for Hunger tournament that's coming up. So we got a lot of things planned and definitely want to keep it moving.
And what's the date of that tournament?
The date of the Balling for Hunger tournament is going to be November 7th. That is through River of Life Church of God, 6001 Kentucky Avenue. That is a big, huge fundraiser we do for Christmas at the River, which is actually where we gather clothes, food, hats, different things for the winter for people who are less fortunate and need the help. So that's definitely a big thing that happens, I think, closer to Christmas. I think sometime in November we got that, the Christmas at the River going. So that's what this is raising money for. And we'll also be doing a turkey bowl as well, where we raise canned foods and things like that, and also donate some money as well to the church and to the river, to the Christmas at the River. So we just want to definitely pump that up, get that as big as possible, and help. There's a lot of people in need here in Indianapolis, and we definitely want to reach out to them and be able to help them in any way we can through the holidays especially.
Oh, that's great. You know, that's one of the things that I think that's just great about your league. You not only, you know, just from the pictures and all the posts that you do on your Facebook, that's a fantastic. I can see the love of the game there. But just what I've noticed
right.
is just the charitable events that you run, which I just think
right.
is fantastic. And I think that's
right.
one
yeah.
of the things that brought my attention. That really makes your league one of the top leagues in America. So that's really something
awesome.
I think people should just check out and just keep up with what you're doing. And, again, I think more leagues could do what you're doing. And that's why I like to do these podcasts, so people can see the great ideas that you've got. And maybe someone else in another town will do that and help
right.
somebody. Because I think that's really what you're doing, and that's awesome.
Right. Right, right. No doubt. No doubt. We definitely want to help as much as we can and keep things, helpful for people and be there also for people who, you know, we like to think, you know, some of these church leagues, we get people that come out that are, you know, at a bad place in life, but they start playing this flag football and they start hearing, you know, the guys that preach there say a quick little word. And we're, you know, that's also helping people that way spiritually, that we want to uplift people as well through these leagues. So that's another one of our goals as well, that we definitely want to get the word out about that as well.
Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. Andy, thank you so much for your time. Again, this is
no problem.
Stacy Marshall from the Flag Football America Network. Andy Martinez with us, the founder and the director of Ball Out Flag Football. We appreciate your time. And what we'd like to do is maybe have like a follow-up podcast sometime and just check in with you and just see how you're doing.
Anytime, man. Just let me know. Everybody out there, keep balling. Ball Out Flag Football. Like the page again on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Ball Out FF. And that's about it, man. Nice talking to you.
All right. Nice talking to you. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
All right. Good night. All right. Well, that was Andy Martinez from Ball Out Flag Football in Indiana. Great organization. Check them out on Facebook. Flag Football America. You can check us out on Facebook as well. You can check us out on Instagram, Flag Football America, and check us out on Facebook. Thank you for all of you listening, and we will do a podcast really soon. Let the flag begin, and we are changing the flag football community one flag at a time.